how the Merseyside AIDS support group came about was, I think it was Peter Carey and Chad Brown, the social worker and the GUM doctor, both saying, you know, these people are going to need support at home. That was one thing. And also, there's so much misinformation about maybe we need to set up a phone line so that people, you know, it was very early stuff. And in fact, I think Liverpool was the first to set up outside of London, in the whole of the country. And we set up, after I'd talked with the GUM staff, Chad knew and this other social worker who was working in another hospital called Doug Boxer. And I'm not sure how Alan Swerdlow came on the scene, but I don't think Alan is still alive. Alan is getting on for 80. He's retired. He lives in Woodbridge in Suffolk. He's not living in Liverpool any longer. He and his partner. Alan, I don't think he'd mind me saying, Alan and Jeremy were not mega rich, but they were very comfortably off and were known to be kind of philanthropists and known to put money into things. And I think there was a sense in which that we courted Alan because we knew that he'd either have access to funding or he'd know how to access funding, okay. You know?
Yeah.
So Alan got involved, plus the fact that he was a gay man and he was interested. So Alan got involved, Chad was involved, Peter was involved, I was involved. And I'm trying to rack my brains as to whether there were any women in the very early group, and I don't think there were at all. We certainly had women volunteer for the first phone liners training, which happened, I think, in the autumn of 1985. But the original group was a group of men. Chad and I, because Chad had read up a lot about HTLV3, opportunistic infections, what became known as HIV and AIDS, he and I started answering. There was a centre in Colquitt Street called the Friend Centre, which was a gay, mostly gay men, actually. I don't ever remember there being lesbians there, but it was a centre for gay people. And they had a phone line, like a friend line, and they had a number of people phoning up about this disease and what it was and how you could catch it.